after shooting 60% from the field in the first half of play, but just good enough for a two-point lead, 63-61. The Raptors through one half of play. Gareth Wheeler, Dwayne Watson with you. What are you looking here to start the second half, Dwayne?
A little more sound defensively. They're both shooting over 50%. One lockdown to be on the defensive end, not with the screens apart them in the post.
It's another emotional night here inside the Air Canada Centre. A lot of these numbers looking good. I'm looking at one. It's a donut beside LeBron James in personal fouls committed in the first half of play. Kyle Lowry, three in that category. Something's got to give. This building's excited, it's frustrated, and everything in between. Can't wait for this. Here's your second half call. Here is Paul Jones and the coach, Jack Armstrong.
Gentlemen. Gareth, thank you for holding the fort there as Jack and I got an explanation on what happened.
Actually,
from the
officials.
Actually,
I didn't hear it. I had my headset on. I didn't know you were... And I looked up too late.
I said to Brian Forte, I got to go get the casebook and look for this one. And he gave me the Cole's notes, the crib notes explanation.
And are you buying it?
Well, I'm going to go into the case book and say if that had happened, if that had been the end of the game, you get an and one and you're allowed to score after the clock expires. Toronto turns it over on their first trip. So the Raptors lead 63-61 and give the ball to Cleveland to start the second half as they turn it over.
Raptors with 20 turnovers in this series.
J.R. Smith lays it up and in and is fouled by DeRozan.
The Cavs with only eight. And again, cuts are really hurting the Raptors. And just like the most simple stuff, pin downs and cuts off the ball. LeBron finds cutters, but the first thing you learn as a player, you jump to the ball.
Yep.
And DeMar DeRozan just got picked apart. Great cut that time. Weak side by J.R. Smith.
So Cleveland has the lead, 64-63.
Well, you know you're in trouble when you shoot close to 60% and you make seven threes and you're down one because your defense can't get any stops.
Ibaka jumper, no good. Far side, right wing. Back comes Cleveland with the lead for the first time in the game. James, top of the lane, jumper rattles it down.
That's a dagger right there. That's a guy saying, okay, we just got the lead from you now. Let's see how the Raptors react.
DeRozan near side. Floats it up on J.R. Smith. No foul call. Jack, Toronto can't panic here. They really have to maintain their composure.
That was a poor shot that time by DeRozan.
Up top, George Hill to LeBron James, guarded by Valanciunas. James says, I'm going to go to work here. JB guarding him. LeBron, pull up, jumper. No good. Rebound, Valanciunas.
Stay in striking distance,
yep,
right?
Yep. Maintain your poise. Valanciunas down low against Kevin Love. Wheels to the basket, kicks it out to Lowry. Kyle drives into the corner. Ananobi three, no good. They've got the offensive foul on Lowry. That is his fourth.
Lowry, that's a good call. Love was there and he took it.
And Raptor fans would say so was Lowry on LeBron.
Lowry had an open jump shot when the ball passed out to him, though.
Three ball up top and in from Kyle Korver. Cleveland has outscored Toronto 8-0 to start the quarter. Timeout, Dwayne Casey.
Well, remember I mentioned you got to start the third quarter right. And Cleveland, to their credit, they've come out and done just that. With 10:17 remaining here in the third quarter, the Raptors trail 69-63. Response time for the Raptors has got to come up right here, right now.
From the ACC, it's the playoffs, second round, Raptors and Cavs, and you're listening on TSN 1050 Toronto. 10:17 to go, third quarter. Dwayne Casey forced to take a quick timeout after the 8-0 run by the Cavs.
Well, the Cavs made a run to finish the second quarter, and now they make a run to start the third quarter. So, you know, we saw this the other night. The Raptors, good first quarter, and then Cleveland kind of figured them out little by little. And the Cavs surgical tonight in terms of their offensive execution.
Jack, you pointed something out. Cleveland only two turnovers.
And they had six in the first game. So that means the Indiana Pacers They held the Cavs to 94 points a game in the seven games, and they forced 100 turnovers in that seven games. Toronto has forced a grand total of 8. Their defense, simply put, is getting shredded right now, and they have to be better. The Raptors are not doing a good job defending initial simplistic actions, and they're in constant reactionary mode because they're not even able to blow up simple plays defensively.
Well, Dwayne Casey's leaving Kyle Lowry and his four fouls
in
the game.
Well, he has to. Yep. I mean, if this gets out of hand, you're done.
DeRozan up top. Works to the middle. Hits Lowry. Down low to Valanciunas. Backs in on Kevin Love. Jump hook up and in. JV rattles it home. Toronto cuts the lead to 69-65. Now it's about digging in defensively.
10.7 boards for Valanciunas. He, DeRozan, and Lowry in double figures for Toronto.
Love, far side, drives on Valanciunas into the lane. The fall away, no good. JV with nice D. Here comes Toronto. Raptors putting their head down and trying to get back up the mountain. DeRozan to Valanciunas in the lane. Foul on LeBron James.
And DeRozan's got to be aware when he gets doubled and that next pass is coming. LeBron James is waiting to pick that pass off. Foul on LeBron James that time. His first personal.
Raptors will inbound near side left wing. They move right to left to the Bay Street end of the ACC. DeRozan drives into the corner. Ananobi catch and shoot three. It's flat. Rebound. They're going to say Cleveland ball. Valanciunas couldn't squeeze it. James, quick hit ahead to Korver. And he tries to get it to a cutting Love. It's knocked away by Toronto. Cleveland ball, front court, far side, left wing. Cavs have the lead at 69-65. George Hill to inbound. Gets it to LeBron James straight away. Bottom of the center circle on the logo. James works left. Kicks back to J.R. Smith. Open three. Good. Man, that's a practice shot.
And that's a simple play. Screen and a pop back. Again, this is nothing exotic we're seeing, Jonesy.
Lowry into the corner. Miles, open three. Good. Gets it right back in the bottom of the well. 72-68. Cleveland's lead cut to 4. Front court. James up top. In the lane. Drives. Lays it up and in. And the foul will go on C.J. Miles.
Well, that time C.J. Miles and O.G. Ananobi trying to guard the screen and roll the J.R. Smith, LeBron James screen. And again, LeBron just turns the corner, goes right to left and down the left side, and puts in the layup. 8:34 remaining third quarter. LeBron James at the line for one shot, and the Cavs lead 74-68. He misses the free throw. LeBron, another tough night at the line, Jonesy. 4 for 8.
Lowry up top, into the lane. Kicks it to the far corner to Ananobi. Stops, tries to get it to Valanciunas, throws it away. Here comes Cleveland on the break. James near side, right wing to Love, trailing, up fake, three ball in the air, good. 77-68, biggest lead of the game for the Cavaliers at 9. DeRozan drives into the lane, puts it up, blocked by Kevin Love. Here comes James, back the other way, hits a running George Hill, who lays it up and in, near side, right wing. Raptors down 11, 79-68, timeout, Dwayne Casey.
Well, it was a tough play on the last possession by DeMar DeRozan. Forced the shot into the traffic. And not going to kid you, Jonesy, I don't like the body language of the Raptors right now. They are, look like they're in shock right now. Stunned would probably be a better word. And the Raptors caved at the end of the second quarter. And the Cleveland Cavaliers have come out here to start the third quarter, and they have jumped on Toronto. They need by 11, 7:50 remaining third quarter, 79-68.
Raptors will try to climb the hill. From the ACC, you're listening to the playoffs. It's the second round from the ACC on TSN 1050 Toronto. Well, you couldn't do it tonight, but we'll ask you to listen to Overdrive with Hayes Noodles and the O-Dog Monday to Friday, 4 to 7 on TSN 1050. We had the 6 o'clock start tonight, but every day at 5 p.m., TSN hockey analyst Ray Ferraro checks in with the boys. Overdrive, your drive home just got a lot better. Jack, let's see if the Raptors can make a muscle and fight back here.
Well, since the end of the first quarter where the Raptors, Jonesy, led by 3, they've been outscored by 14 points. And the Cavs have their biggest lead right now, 79-68. Fred VanVleet checking into the game for the Raptors, along with DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry, Pascal Siakam, and C.J. Miles. So now the Raptors going small here with Siakam and trying to, again, I think Dwayne Casey right now is just searching for answers. But if they can't guard the most simple plays, they're going to have a difficult time. And offensively, you got to stay with what has worked for you all year and be disciplined and take good shots.
DeRozan floats it up
nice
and
shot.
In. Far side,
go.
Right wing. That's a start if you're a Raptor fan. 79-70. Toronto now playing from behind. Korver. Far side, left wing. Down low to Kevin Love. Guarded by C.J. Miles. Love sweeps to the baseline, drives, puts it up and in. 81-70, Cleveland. Here comes DeRozan, far side, right wing. Pull up, 12-footer, no good. Measured that one. Looked like he held it a little long. Missed an easy one, back comes Cleveland. J.R. Smith, far side. They lob it to Kevin Love. VanVleet over to knock it away. And they've got a foul on Kevin Love against Fred VanVleet.
Smart play by Fred VanVleet. You can tell he's been coached. And he knows how to defend. The ball went in flight. He was there on, as that ball went in flight, he was there to blow that play up in the left post. Wrap the ball.
Well, we always talk about it. You make your move when the ball's in the air.
Totally. Well, you got to have defensive smarts, too, in anticipation.
DeRozan drives at Love. Kicks it to the corner to VanVleet. Up top to Miles. Three in the air. Good. It's a long two by CJ. Raptors cut the lead to 81-72. Got to dig in defensively. The Cavs shooting 57.4%. Hill, far side. Korver trying to lob it down low. They get it to Love on Miles again. On the block. Love backs in. Turnaround jump hook up and in. Kevin Love going to work down low on C.J. Miles.
Well, nothing fancy. And they point of emphasis right from the beginning of the game, they've been playing through Love all night.
83-72. Raptors down 11. Lowry far side, right wing. Drives into the lane on Love, puts it up and in, and a foul. Kyle throws his body into Kevin Love, gets it to go, and one. ...83-74. And Lowry on the line for a couple of free throws. Kyle trying to complete the old-time three-point play. 5:57 to go, third quarter. The building a little pensive as the Raptors are now trying to climb the mountain. 83-75, they have cut it to 8. George Hill hustles it up the left side, far wing. They get it to Love again on C.J. Miles. C.J. knocks it away, but then can't scoop up the loose ball. It'll be Cleveland basketball. Cavs inbound, left baseline, far side as they work left to right across your dial. Inbound to James, guarded by Siakam. LeBron on the dribble, works left, far side. Pascal in front of him. James drives right into the lane, lays it up, misses the layup. Back comes Lowry. Right up the middle of the court to Van Vliet. Corner three, no good. Had a good look. Raptors could have used that one. 5:20 to go, third quarter. 83-75, Cleveland. James near side, and now they've got Miles with the foul down low on Kevin Love.
Well, I love the strategy from Ty Lue. You know, it's basic, but it's right. Kevin Love's got the hot hand. Keep getting him a touch in the post each time, and then see how the defense reacts to it. It's the proper look.
Korver, far side, down low to Love, again on C.J. Miles. They keep going to that matchup. C.J. guarding him, but LeBron James cuts, gets the basket on the lay-in, coming down the middle of the lane. DeRozan to Van Vliet, three in the air, no good. Rebound, here comes Cleveland. Fred tried to draw the foul call. Back comes James, spins in the lane, lays it up and in. 87-75, biggest lead of the game for Cleveland at 12. Lowry front court. Raptors working right to left. In the lane, Miles. Turnaround jumper in the air, no good. Siakam can't get it. Rebound to LeBron James.
Well, you knew eventually the Raptors would go cold. They've been playing great offensively. The problem is they can't get any stops.
Love down low, spins on the baseline, floats it up and in. He is working C.J. Miles out. 89-75. 14-point lead for Cleveland, biggest of the game. DeRozan drives in the lane. Gets it to Siakam, to Van Vliet. Up top, Miles. Back to Van Vliet. Three in the air, good, in the bottom of the well.
Timeout, Ty Lue there, and the Raptors get it back to 11 with 3:57 remaining in the third quarter. And they lead, excuse me, Cleveland leads 89-78. And you're pointing to the video statistical board that we have, and you're pointing to number 92, Lucas Nogueira, Jonesy. And I don't disagree with you there. I think they have to figure out something right now to deal with Kevin Love, because right now the group they have out there can't guard him.
We'll keep it here. I think Lucas has the length, Jack, and
no doubt
he's quick enough to play a little bit out on the perimeter. Now, in terms of coming back, he's not going to give you much scoring-wise on
passer.
The offense, but
he's
is a good facilitator.
And you can lob it up to him and finish. But right now, the Raptors just really just searching for answers right now. And, I mean, their bench has gotten the job done for them tonight. The Raptor bench plus 17. The issue is Kevin Love and LeBron James have just outclassed the Raptors. They've combined for 51 points on 21 of 34 shooting. And I got to point this out because Serge Ibaka in 12 minutes had 0 for 5, 2 points. When they brought him here, they brought him here to be somebody that could give Lowry and DeRozan some help and matchups with a guy like Kevin Love.
Yeah.
And since the first two games of the Washington series, the last 5.5 games, he has really struggled.
J.R. Smith fouled up top by C.J. Miles. So Smith will inbound. Pirtle in now. He will guard Kevin Love. James up top. Cleveland working left to right. LeBron on Siakam. Drives, gets into the lane, loses the ball. Turnaround, fall away is good.
Give the man credit. That was pretty good defense, better offense. And we're seeing a different LeBron James tonight. 11 of 16, 26 points.
Pirtle up top. On the bounce to Van Vliet, turns the corner, into the lane. Fred on the bounce to Miles, corner three, good, down the bottom of the well. 91-81, Toronto down 10. James up top, on the bounce against Siakam. Under three to go, third quarter, the crowd chanting for defense.
James up top. Step back three, good. LeBron James knocks down a triple.
Well, he's smelling blood.
Yep.
He's smelling blood. He's saying, man, we can get a stranglehold on this series if we win this game, and he ain't playing around.
Van Vliet up top for Toronto. Works into the lane, kicks to DeLon Wright. Corner three, no good. Rebound, Kevin Love. Dire straits for the Raptors right now. Trailing by 13 at 94-81. James up top on Siakam, dancing on the dribble. Into the lane, lays it up and in. 15-point lead, biggest of the game for Cleveland at 96-81. Siakam up top to DeLon Wright. Works far side. Now back to the near side left wing. Gets to the hoop. DeLon lays it up and in.
The Cavs have 96 points and the third quarter isn't even over yet and they're shooting 61% and the Raptors have turned them over a grand total of three times. They're not feeling any pressure whatsoever from the Raptor defense.
LeBron up top. On the bounce. Against Miles. Step back three. No good. Rebound Siakam. Here comes DeLon Wright. On the bounce straight away. Working in the front court to Van Vliet. Left hand to the middle. Into the corner. Wright drives inside to Poeltl. Knocked away. And Cleveland quicker to the ball. George Hill lays it up and in. 98-83, 15-point lead reestablished for Cleveland.
Largest lead in the game for Cleveland.
Van Vliet to Poeltl, lays it up, no good. And they've got a blocking foul on Kevin Love.
This will be the ninth and tenth free throws taken by the Raptors. Poeltl will shoot them. C.J. Miles checks out. He checks out 8 points in 20 minutes. And Jeff Green and DeMar DeRozan will be checking in respectively, as well as Tristan Thompson for their team. So DeRozan is in for C.J. Miles. And Green and Thompson will check in momentarily for Cleveland. Poeltl makes the first free throw. And let's see, Thompson. So LeBron James out of the game right now. And George Hill. No, actually George Hill stays in the game. Kevin Love and LeBron both out right now.
Poeltl makes two.
And if you're Ty Lue, you have the luxury of resting both of those guys. They've combined for 58 points on 24 of 38 shooting. Two all-stars playing like it.
Korver, three up top, short, long rebound. Here comes Toronto. 30 seconds, third quarter, 98-85. DeRozan drives into the lane, lays it up and in.
Two for one preserve that time. Strong take by DeRozan. If they can get a stop and another bucket to get it inside of 10 points.
Cleveland will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Van Vliet guarding Hill with his back to the basket. Now he turns and squares him up. Cleveland working left to right. Hill on the dribble. Between the rings. Works near side. Three over Van Vliet. No good. Rebound Poeltl. Tips it to DeRozan. DeMar from three-quarter court heaves it. No good. And after three quarters, it's Cleveland with the lead, 98-87.
Well, Jonesy, the Raptors stuck 11 here after three quarters. That was a super impressive third quarter by the Cleveland Cavaliers. They made up 14 points in that quarter, and the Raptors have cracked. Now, in these first 5-6 minutes, can they find a way to get this crowd behind them and frantically make a comeback? In my opinion, if you're stuck 2-0 going to Cleveland, obviously, and you don't have home court anymore, it's big trouble. You've got to find a way here in the fourth quarter.
Let's see if they can. 98-87 Cleveland. One lap of the track to go. You're listening to the second round from the ACC Raptors and Cavs on TSN 1050 Toronto. Last lap of the track, fourth quarter time, and time for a push if you're the Toronto Raptors. Cleveland leading it 98-87. Dwayne Casey exhaling as he's put five on the floor to try and get back into this game. Wright, Van Vliet, Lowry, Poeltl, and DeRozan.
Well, they got to get back with their defense. Gave up 72 points in the second and third quarters to the Cavs.
James guarded by DeRozan. Squares him up far side, left wing. On the pocket pass to Tristan Thompson. Kick it back out to LeBron. Up fake, now to Hood. Swing it, Jeff Green, corner three, good. Just beat the buzzer. 101-87, Cleveland. 23 seconds of good defense, but they let Jeff Green get open.
That's why you play veteran players, Jonesy.
DeRozan up top, guarded by Jeff Green. Gets a switch, kicks to Van Vliet. Drives on Green into the lane. Fred puts it up, blocked. Here comes Jordan Clarkson. Off to LeBron James. On the bounce to Green in the lane. Fouled by DeRozan. The crowd quiet at the ACC with 11 minutes exactly on the clock.
Well, the reality is if you lose this game, you got to win four out of five, with three of those games being in Cleveland. You haven't won a playoff game there. You haven't won there in a long time, Jonesy.
Yeah.
So the task is daunting. And obviously, you got some futures at stake here too.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you have some legacies and a lot of things going on. That if this thing goes down in a heap, it could be a problem. And Green misses both free throws. And absolute desperation time for the Raptors now, trailing by 14, 101-87.
Lowry, far side, right wing, on the dribble against Thompson. Tristan Thompson in front of him. Lowry three up top short. Tristan Thompson plays excellent defense.
He can play 1-5. He's so mobile.
A guy that size. Clarkson to James near side, guarded by Lowry. James turnaround jumper over Kyle. Got it. Man, that thing almost hit the lights at the top of the ACC. 103-87 Cleveland.
Well,
there's no defense for that.
He was 12 for 30 in the last game. He's now 14 for 20 tonight. 33 points.
DeRozan drives near side. Kicks to DeLon Wright. Up fake. Into the corner. DeRozan three. No good. Rebound knocked away. It goes to LeBron James. Cleveland slowly and inexorably pulling away from Toronto. LeBron turn around. Good. Got it again. He's feeling it. 105-87. Timeout, Dwayne Casey.
Well, that is just absolutely impressive play from LeBron James. Making tough shots. And the Cavs coaches are all looking at each other with big smiles on their face saying, I think we're pretty lucky to coach that guy. Because he's come in this building and completely shut the Raptors fans up. And obviously put the Raptors in a precarious situation right here. 9:47 remaining fourth quarter, and they trail by 18, 105-87.
Let's take a break from the ACC. You're listening to round two, Cavs and Raptors on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back at the ACC, 105-87, biggest lead of the game for the Cavs at 18. They have put it on Toronto in the second half, Jack. No other way to say it.
Yeah, no doubt. And give credit where credit is due. I mean, the Cavaliers have been incredible here. They got 56 paint points. They've only turned the ball over three times. They're shooting 61%. They've got 21 assists on 42 field goals, 50% rate, 105 points. And Love and James have been utterly brilliant. And they look like a polished, experienced team where nothing fazes them. And they have played this game offensively tonight like the Raptor defense wasn't even there. I mean, they have just carved them up. And the Raptor offense in the first half, I thought, was very good. And yet they only led by two, which was a bad sign. And the whole thing has just gone south for Toronto, unfortunately.
Front court, DeRozan. Raptors coming right to left, trying to mount one more charge. DeRozan out top to DeLon Wright. Down low to Valanciunas on Jeff Green. JV wheels into the lane, floats it up and in. Let's see if they can get some stops. Jeff Green gets it to Thompson, guarded by Valanciunas. Cleveland ball, they get it to James, far side, left wing on Siakam. LeBron jabs again, dribbles to the corner, fall away, good.
I mean, that was great defense, even better offense by LeBron in the left side.
And they've got an offensive foul.
The proper call. That was an illegal screen by Kyle Lowry. And why are you doing that when you have four fouls? I mean, to me, I don't understand it. And it was a great defensive sequence by Siakam. LeBron James is just playing off the charts. And Siakam's trying his best, Jonesy. I compliment the young man. He's giving it his all. But you're dealing with a guy that's just going to go down in history as one of the all-time greats.
And now, before the whistle, before the inbound, some extracurricular. And Pascal's saying, well, I'm just trying to get position. I'm having difficulty with the selective enforcement of things at times.
Well, understood. Nonetheless, the guy's got 37 and he's 16 of 22. And he's carving the Raptors up.
Fall away by James, short, Anunoby.
And then the Raptors don't even get the rebound.
Well, they can't squeeze the loose ball.
Insult to injury, 2.3 on the shot clock. Cleveland will get the ball back. And when it rains, it pours. And I know it's been raining outside, but tonight, not only outside, but inside, it's pouring.
James, fall away in the corner, no good with the shot clock expiring. Raptors get it, go at front court. DeRozan, drive on Hood, puts it up and in. They got a goaltend on Jeff Green. 107-91, Cleveland. James controlling everything. LeBron on the dribble. Into the lane. Fall away on Anunoby. Got the roll. 109-91. DeRozan in the lane. Bounces off Jeff Green. Lays it up and in. Toronto trying to crawl back in it. Down 16 with 7:54 to go. I like to say, Jack, I like my miracles when I'm in need of them for health reasons.
Well,
but I trade one right now if I'm a Raptor fan for a rain check on
well,
one.
Well, Jonesy, if you recall back in January on a Saturday night, the Raptors had a frantic comeback against the Golden State Warriors. Free throw made by DeRozan. And with all due respect to the Cavs, the Warriors are a better team than them. You could do it against them. Why can't you do it against the Cavs?
Well, they got to dig in defensively. Trailing by 15, 109-94. James drives, gets into the lane, into the corner. Love for three, no good. Rebound, DeLon Wright. Dwayne Casey says, push it up the floor, boys. DeRozan on the drive. into the lane. Floats it up. No good. Valanciunas with the rebound. Back up and in. The crowd starting to get into it. 7:18 to go. Raptors down 109-96. Crowd chanting for defense. And Ty Lue calls for a timeout. Trying to throw some water on the fire is Ty Lue.
Timeout, 7:09 remaining, 11 on the shot clock for Cleveland. And they lead by 13, 109-96.
Let's take a break, top of the stretch, folks. It's the playoffs, the second round from the ACC. Cavs and Raptors, and you're listening on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back at the ACC, Raptors trailing 109-96, trying to make a move here. Down by 13 against the Cavs.
Well, Jonesy, they've gotten it to, back to striking distance again. And they're on their home court. They're the number one seed. They've won 59 games this year. And this Cavalier team has not really had a drought.
No.
You know, can you just muster up some stops, some energy, get some runouts, get the ball moving? And Dwayne Casey's going to go with DeLon Wright, DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry, Jonas Valanciunas, and OG Anunoby here. Try to continue to claw their way back. Cleveland's largest lead was 18. It's down to 13. Toronto led in the first half. Their largest lead was 9. And Ty Lue will counter with Kevin Love, J.R. Smith, George Hill, LeBron James, and Jeff Green.
The crowd into it. Man, these Raptor fans are giving this team all they have. Great energy from the crowd. Can the team match it? Cleveland will inbound right in front of two of LeBron James's four horsemen. Maverick Carter and Rich Paul sitting courtside across from the Raptor bench. James on the drive against DeRozan. Kicks to Jeff Green, three ball good. Looked like LeBron was going to lose the ball. Instead, he found Jeff Green.
That guy's on a one-year contract for less than $3 million. How about that for a bargain signing by the Cavs?
Kobe Altman, I see the GM here, the young man from, he's a Brooklyn kid, Jack. And he's done a terrific job with this team. Mind you, he's starting with LeBron James. Raptors missed the shot, and DeRozan gets called for the foul. You can just see the frustration building on DeMar's face. .6:35 to go in the ballgame. 16-point lead for Cleveland, 112-96. James on the dribble. Backs in far side on Anunoby. Turnaround jumper on the baseline. Good. He might as well be in the gym practicing in the summer right now. I mean, that's how easy he is making it look.
Great shot that time by DeRozan. Curling off the screen on the right side into the middle. That was good defense by Kevin Love. Made a difficult shot. Raptors trail 114-98. They're stuck 16, 5:55 remaining fourth quarter.
Well, they're giving up 60% to Cleveland from the floor. James to Love. Up top to James. Knocked away by Anunoby. OG right in front of him. LeBron drives. Works left. Turnaround jumper. Got it again. LeBron James has 43 points on 19 of 27. And folks, that's like weather. You know it's coming. You just can't stop it. DeRozan fouled by J.R. Smith.
But what they've gotten around him as well. J.R. Smith, 12 points. George Hill, 13 points. Jeff Green, 14 points. And the guy they started the game spoon-feeding shots, Kevin Love, 27 points, 10 boards, 11 of 20. So everything kind of fell into the pecking order. LeBron, Love, and then the perimeter guys get the scraps with opportunities because the defense now has to load up on both LeBron and Kevin Love. So I really respect the strategy of Ty Lue. He knows this team's not going anywhere. They made a huge trade giving up Andrew Wiggins to get Kevin Love. He's their second signature guy that they have with Kyrie Irving out of the mix. They had to get him going, and they did that tonight. And then everything else kind of just falls into place.
Well, let's see.
How about LeBron? You know, you talk about his 43 points. He's got 14 assists, Jonesy.
Yes. That's what's dangerous because the other guys get going. Ananobi, corner three, no good. Rebound, Jeff Green. Here comes Green up the middle of the court. 5:10 to go. We're in the stretch, and Cleveland has a healthy lead. J.R. Smith finds LeBron James on the backdoor cut, far side, into the lane to Love, and he's fouled by Valanciunas. The Raptors look disheartened and dispirited right now, trying to fight back in this ballgame.
Yep. And I got to say again, I'm looking at the Raptor defense versus what Indiana did, and quite frankly, there's no comparison.
Well, the Pacers, you got to give them
the tons of credit. Pacers made the Cavs uncomfortable, and the Cavs still are sitting here with only three turnovers in the game. I mean, they're on the road. I mean,
61%, only three turnovers.
I mean, again, it's like shell offense. You know when you do skeleton offense, 5-on-0? I mean, there's been little to no resistance from Toronto. And they're running around, and they're getting carved up. And it's just unfortunate right now. And that's a big challenge right now. They got to figure that out and haven't been able to do it.
Love makes two. 118-98. The lead is 20. Biggest that it's been all night. DeRozan to Lowry. Three ball far side. No good. Rebound Love. 4:40 to go. James will walk it up the court. Love has it far side left wing. Trying to get it back to James. Ananobi denying him way out near center. They come off James and they find J.R. Smith for an open corner three. 121-98. Not sure why they ran at James when he was that far from the basket. DeRozan floats it up in the lane. No good.
I can tell you why. They're just panicking right now, Jonesy. You know, when nothing's working, You go off script. Yeah, you go off script and you take chances because nothing's working. And that gamble costs you even more.
James, near side, right wing, on Ananobi. Turns, backs him down, shot clock at two. Fall away by James, an air ball. Valanciunas with the rebound. Outlet to Lowry, up the middle of the court. Lowry kicks to Van Vliet. Corner three in the air, good. Down the bottom of the well for Fred, 121-101. And Ty Lue's going to call a timeout, ostensibly to get his best players a little bit of rest, Jacko.
Yeah, and we're coming up to decision time here momentarily for Dwayne Casey. If they can't punch through and make one more quick run, with games coming every other day, I think you have to wave the white flag and get ready for Saturday night, Jonesy, because fatigue will be an issue. LeBron James, 41 minutes. And after he had that day off here in Toronto, he's got his legs back under him. And again, I got to compliment Kevin Love. He's been excellent tonight. And I don't know what else I can say, Jonesy. I mean, I think the Raptor offense tonight, I mean, in the first half was excellent. And yet I looked down and they were up three, playing really well offensively. And to me, because they couldn't guard anything. And when you can't get stops and make people uncomfortable on your home court, it's a problem.
Cleveland was shooting 52% after
At halftime,
after the second quarter.
But the Raptors had given up 61 first-half points. They forced two turnovers in the first half. They forced a grand total of one in the second half. I mean, this is like picturesque offensive basketball from the Cavs. And LeBron James now sitting down. So Ty Lue's saying, hey, man, we don't need him anymore. We got these guys beat.
Cleveland 25 for 35 in the second half, Jacko.
And 95 points from the Cavs here in the second, third, and first 9 minutes of the fourth quarter. That's just a complete defensive breakdown.
Kevin Love in the lane. They get the foul on Anunoby.
And if I'm Dwayne Casey right now, if you don't make a mad flurry here in the next two offensive possessions where you score on each possession, I think you got to get DeRozan and Lowry out of the game, Valanciunas, all those guys, because you got to play again Saturday night in Cleveland.
3:12 to go in the game.
Don't waste minutes on something that you have little to no shot of ever coming back. Norman Powell's coming to the table, and he's going to replace Uche Anunoby.
So OG will sit down. ...123-101 Cleveland. DeRozan, front court for Toronto. Lays it up and in, far side.
Yeah, the Cavs are just clearing their bench.
Well, Chetty
Osmond. I don't know what the Raptors are doing with Valanciunas, Lowry, DeRozan out there. Really don't.
Love still on the floor for Cleveland. Turns, fires the jumper, no good. Rebound, Lowry. 123-103. Cleveland's biggest lead of the game was 23. JV down the lane for the dunk. Timeout, Ty Lue, and the subs will come in the game.
Well, this happened in Cleveland the last time the Raptors played. The Cavs had a big lead, and then they cleared the bench, and the Raptors subs made a frantic comeback to make the score respectable. But just, you know, when you look at the effort tonight of LeBron James, 14 assists, 8 boards, and more importantly, 43 points in 41 minutes. And then Kevin Love to complement that with 31 points and 11 rebounds. And Jonesy, watching the Raptors play the Cavs on Tuesday night, you could tell that they were capable of playing on the same floor as them.
Well,
and
Jack,
they coughed that game up.
They need that. They needed that one. They
and
really
they
did.
They led at halftime here, and when the tipping point came, finally the Cavs elevated their level of play, and the Raptors no response. And Dwayne Casey wisely clears his bench because Ty Lue did his. And you got Lucas Nogueira, Norman Powell, DeLon Wright, Lorenzo Brown, and Pascal Siakam. And a lot of empty seats here in the Air Canada Center. People are bolting for the exits. And it ain't going to be pretty around here tomorrow.
No, it won't. But these guys have been champs. LeBron's been there before. 2:20 to go in the ballgame. Hood, Clarkson, Thompson out there with Chetty Osmond and Larry Nance Jr. Clarkson knocks in the jumper. Wright, Brown, Powell, Siakam, and Nogueira for Toronto. So, Jack, it's a matter of going to Cleveland and trying to get at least one to start with.
Yeah, no doubt.
Jumper good from the corner by Lorenzo Brown for three.
125-108. But some bad-looking defensive numbers for Toronto. Clarkson, three up top, is good.
And that helps this kid's confidence, Clarkson. He and Hood have kind of struggled on the road. You know those role players play better when they get home. So that's a bad sign for the Raptors when Clarkson now heats up.
Lorenzo Brown, deep three, no good. Rebound, Clarkson. Well, Jack, you're right at that. And Dwayne Casey's got to get back into the lab and see what he can figure out. Shot missed. Here comes Toronto. Right to Powell. Three ball far side from Norm. No good. Rebound Larry Nance Jr. Rodney Hood, front court.
You know, as stunned as I was Tuesday night and how the Raptors collapsed, Jonesy, I'm actually more stunned tonight. Agree or disagree?
I am too. Just, you could see all the air come out of the balloon in the middle of that third quarter when Cleveland got the lead. Again, the analogy like a race. You're running with a guy and you're doing pretty well, and he finds another gear and leaves you, and you've got nothing left.
Mm-hmm. And then the Raptors kind of hung their heads, and this is a tough one to take tonight.
Cleveland will dribble it over center after the Powell layup. Cuts the lead to 128-110, and that's your ball game. The Cleveland Cavaliers come to Toronto and win the first two games of the series. 128-110, Cleveland defeats Toronto.
Well, give the Cleveland Cavaliers credit. They were outstanding tonight, and they came in here, particularly in that second half, and just took it right from the Raptors. And even the second quarter, that comeback to getting it to 3 points. There's no doubt that they deserved overwhelmingly to win this game. And the Raptors, they got a lot of soul searching to do, because defensively, they just got absolutely carved up on their home court tonight. And just not able in any way, shape, or form to make it a ball game in the second half.
Not sure we're going to get a member of the Cavs with all the different media outlets here. We may be out of luck when it comes to having a post-game guest. That being said, it's about the Raptors getting back to the drawing board and trying to get something done.
Doesn't look like it, Jonesy. I don't see any other.
So let's throw it to Wheeler and Watson.
That's it.
And Lewenberg. They'll take you home and chat post-game
I'm
with
sure
you.
Sure, they'll have a lot of angry callers, to say the least. And I'd rather be in our shoes where we don't have to deal with that right now. We've had to call the game, and they can deal with all the callers, because I'm sure there'll be a lot of upset people, rightfully so.
128-110 is the final. Cleveland defeats Toronto, and they take a 2-0 stranglehold on the series. For Jack Armstrong and Sean Lavery on the floor, I'm Paul Jones saying good night from the ACC. You've been listening to Raptors Basketball, the playoffs, second round between the Raptors and the Cavs on TSN 1050 Toronto.